Coming. I'm ready. Oh, I think I am. Sorry, I'm feeling a little bit self-conscious back here. So, just kind of steal myself. Take a deep breath. Hi. Sorry, I got all dressed up. Because, you know, we're going on a proper date. And I wanted to look nice. I kind of look like a used car salesman. I'm sorry. I'm overthinking it. It's just a date with you at night. I don't normally go out at night. You know, the only time I really go out to eat is making, reservations at tea houses. Usually for one, but recently for two, which is nice. But I haven't made, like, a reservation for dinner at, like, a fancy restaurant. Ever. So I'm a little bit out of my element, just slightly, just a little bit. Either way, hope you like it. Got a special bow tie, looks kind of like my regular bow tie, but it's got a slightly higher thread count, and I kind of ditched the hat for now. I love my hat, I love my hat to death, but the reason I started wearing it was kind of to hide the stripe on my head. I mean, the tail kind of makes that a moot point, doesn't it? But, you know, I don't feel like... like hiding tonight. I just feel like being myself with my stripe and you. Yeah, I hope that's all right. It is. You think I look nice? Oh, thanks. You look nice too. I'm glad. It's just, you know, this is nice. This is really, really nice. I'm not going to make too much of a point of mentioning how nice it is, even though I want you to know this is really nice. Anyway, I am rambling. We should go ahead and get on towards the dates. do all that. Ow. Oh, dear. That was a book. Oh, God, I should really get, like, some safety awnings or something installed. Still, it didn't hit me that hard, so maybe it's fine? What book is it? The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Huh. Well... like I said, I don't think it'll hit me that hard, so should be fine. Shall we go on our date? I'm not fooling you at all, am I? That's why I like you. You're ever a smart cookie. Oh, goodness. In any case, I wouldn't be overly worried. This is actually all according to plan. You see, Oreo's done a couple of experiments, and with this book in particular, how hard it hits our head mostly decides how long I'll be around. You have no idea how many small concussions he gave himself trying to figure out what the perfect amount of time would be for me to take over. He's dialed it in to the point where I will be here for almost exactly 12 hours, and you've got a date tonight. So, instead of fussing and fretting, why don't you go on a date with me, Hydrox? It'll be fun, won't it? You can't say you're not tempted, right? We both know how much you enjoy this sort of attention, and Oreo wants to let you know that it's all right to have those fantasies. Variety is, how they say, the spice of life, and I am quite the fan of spice. In any case, why not indulge, Why not have a night free of inhibition? I can tell that you want to say yes. So why don't you? I am still Oreo. You are still going on a date with Oreo. But a different side of Oreo. A slightly more outgoing side. So, shall we? Very good. Very good. Onwards and upwards, shall we? Oh, goodness. It feels so good to get out at night. There's a certain difference in the city in this hour. You can hear the crickets, the streets, everybody's off work. Everyone's a little more relaxed. If you're going somewhere at this hour, it's not to get anything done, it's for pleasure. You can feel that in the air, and I've always had a certain appreciation for it. Oh, really? It just feels good to walk around with a bit of a swish in my tail. You know, it's hard to live with such a literally large part of yourself that people are frightened of. You're trained to keep it close. Don't knock anything over. Don't accidentally brush anyone's shoulder. Today, no. Today I feel like letting my stripe flare. I'm with you. I'm happy. If people want to cross the street when I walk down it, that's their business, isn't it? Sorry, since normally, if I am out and about, I'm locked in the bookstore. I've never actually been outside like this. You know that, right? I've been into some of the deeper corners of the bookstore as Hydrox, but I've never been outside in the world with you. Thank you for allowing me such. I do appreciate it. The same way I appreciate the sounds of the night. In any case, enough of my rambling. I believe we're here. Oh yes, I know, it's quite fancy, but you're worth it, right? Normally, Oreo wouldn't splurge, as we don't have that much money, but, you know, when you're doing a lot of experimenting with a magical book that grants you a little more confidence, suddenly that secret gold under the fantasy section seems a lot more accessible. Dragons can be cowed, you know. That reminds me of one of my favourite Neil Gaiman quotes. Stories are important, not because they teach us dragons exist, but because dragons can be beaten, or politely cajoled into sharing some gold with those who they cohabitate with. It's not as though he uses it for anything but betting, and besides, you and I deserve the break. Anywho, there's no waiting to be seated at a restaurant like this. You just walk in like you own the place, because everyone who eats at a place like this basically thinks they do.